In India, 5 men accused of the vicious rape of a 23-year-old woman last week have appeared in court for the first time. Following the death of the victim as a result of her injuries, the defendants are being charged with rape and murder. Carol Andrade reports from India.
Scenes of chaos were the order of the day in the court of the judicial magistrate Namrata Agarwal at Saket in South Delhi before the 5 men accused of the rape and murder of a 23-year-old paramedical student were brought in for the first time after being charge-sheeted today. A 6th man accused in the case is still being examined to find out whether he is a minor, in which case he will be tried in juvenile court. The decibel levels were high as lawyers in the small, tightly packed courtroom booed one of their own when he indicated he was willing to represent 3 of the accused. So unruly was the situation that the judge had to have the courtroom cleared before she could proceed. The media has already been excluded in the pre-trial stages of the case that shocked and repulsed the whole nation with its sheer mindless brutality, bringing about concerted changes in everything from the mindset of a largely patriarchal society to the rape laws that are good but usually fail in their implementation. Even as the trouble in the courtroom reached a crescendo, the 5 men were kept in a holding cell under police protection. The public prosecutor has already said it is possible that they face a security risk. In consequence, the fast-track court set up to handle the case in the interests of justice will now have to decide whether to hold the trial via video conferencing so that the men need never leave Tihar prison in Delhi where they are currently incarcerated. As it is, they were kept under maximum security there as well since they are such hate targets even for the convicts inhabiting the prison. Right now, the position with regards to legal representation is that 3 men who will be represented most probably by the lawyer who was booed down will plead not guilty to the charges. Another 2 men have indicated that they will need legal representation to be appointed by the government. These 2 have also said that they are willing to turn approvers in the case. But the police, who have put together nearly 1,000 pages of documents in support of their charge sheets, have said this is not necessary. Popular opinion is also against allowing the men to turn approvers because this is seen as a ploy to get off lightly. To recap the incident itself, the paramedical student and a male friend boarded a bus which was on an unauthorized joyride, thinking it was a public bus, on December 16th. For an hour, she was assaulted so brutally by 5 men inside the bus that 13 days later, she died in a Singapore hospital of general organ failure. So bad were her injuries that doctors had to remove practically all her intestines. The case generated enormous anger that brought people out onto the streets of the capital in huge numbers, and a semi-riot situation developed that had the government accused of treating violence against women lightly running for cover. The anger remains. What is still to be seen is whether this will translate into real change. Carol Andrade for Vatican Radio.